Chapter 13 of Adi Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. The advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The 13th chapter describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The entire Adi Lila describes Lord Chaitanya's household life. And similarly, the Antya Lila describes his life in the sannyas order. Within the Lord's Antya Lila, the first 6 years of his sannyas life are called the Madhya Lila. During this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured southern India, went to Vrindavan, returned from Vrindavan, and preached to the Sankirtan movement. A learned Brahmin named Upendra Mishra, who resided in the district of Srihotta, was the father of Jagannath Mishra, who came to Navadvip to study under the direction of Nilambara Chakravarti, and then settled there after marrying Nilambara Chakravarti's daughter, Shachidevi. Sri Shachidevi gave birth to 8 children, all daughters, who died one after another immediately after birth. After her 9th pregnancy, she gave birth to a son, who was named Vishwarupa. Then, in 1407, Shaka era, AD 1486, on the full moon evening of the month of Phalgun, during the constellation of Simha Lagna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the son of Sri Shachidevi and Jagannath Mishra. After hearing of the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learned scholars and brahmanas, bringing many gifts, came to see the newborn baby. Nilambara Chakravarti, who was a great astrologer, immediately prepared a horoscope, and by astrological calculation he saw that the child was a great personality. This chapter describes the symptoms of this great personality. Sa prasida tu chaitanya devo yasya prasadataha talila vardane yogya sadyaksyad adamopyan. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who has fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord.
Is there... Who's scheduled to give class over the temple?
Yeah,
at 12 o'clock noon?
Yes.
Okay.
Somewhere in the morning, because Krishna will be calling.
Okay.
If you're around, and Bhakti Vrinda Maharaj will give class, and then we will ask Shivaram Maharaj if he is.
Yes.
Okay. And then we join class.
Yes. Okay.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Gura Chandra. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to Srivas Thakur. All glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudeva Prabhu. All glories to Haridas Thakur. All glories to Sarup Damodar and Murari Gupta. All these brilliant moons have together dissipated the darkness of this material world. All glories to the moons who are the devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. Thus I have spoken the preface of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now I shall describe Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in chronological order. First, let me give the synopsis of the Lord's pastimes. Then I shall describe them in detail. Well, I'll skip over the synopsis and go to the I offer my respectful obeisances unto the full moon evening in the month of Palguna, an auspicious time full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invented himself with the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was born during a lunar eclipse. Normally, eclipses are inauspicious times. But I read in the Muhurta Chintamani book on calculations and interpretations of different times that the exception is that an eclipse occurring during the month of Palguna is auspicious. On the full moon evening of the month of Palguna, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally there was also a lunar eclipse. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared, after first causing the appearance of the holy name. At his birth, in his childhood and in his early and later boyhood, as well as in his youth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under different pleas, induced people to chant the holy name of Hari, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In his childhood, when the Lord was crying, he would stop immediately upon hearing the holy name Krishna and Hari. All the friendly ladies who came to see the child would chant the holy names, Hari, Hari, as soon as the boy would cry. When all the ladies saw this fun, they enjoyed laughing and called the Lord Gaura Hari. From then on, Gaura Hari became another of his names. His childhood lasted until the date of... Oh, wait a minute. This is not his birth. Okay, this is still the summary. Okay, hold on. Did I have the wrong chapter? Okay, I can. Okay. In the house of Advaita Acharya, all the Vaishnavas took pleasure in always talking of Krishna, always worshipping Krishna, and always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But Sri Advaita Prabhu felt pain to see all the people without Krishna consciousness, simply merging in material sense enjoyment. Seeing the condition of the world, he began to think seriously of how all these people could be delivered from the clutches of Maya. Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu thought, if Krishna himself appears in order to distribute the cult of devotional service, then only will liberation be possible for all people. With this consideration, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, promising to cause Lord Krishna to descend, began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with tulasi leaves and water of the Ganges. By loud cries, he invited Krishna to appear, and this repeated invitation attracted Lord Krishna to descend. Before the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 8 daughters took birth one after another from the womb of Shachi Mata, the wife of Jagannatha Mishra. But just after their birth, they all died. Jagannatha Mishra was very unhappy at the death of his children one after another. Therefore, desiring a son, he worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. After this, Jagannatha Mishra got a son of the name Vishwarupa, who was most powerful and highly qualified because he was an incarnation of Baladev. The expansion of Baladev, known as Sankarsana, in the spiritual world is the ingredient and immediate cause of this material cosmic manifestation. The gigantic form is called the Vishwarupa incarnation, of Mahasankarsana. Thus we do not find anything within this cosmic manifestation except the Lord Himself. The husband and wife, Jagannath Mishra and Shatimata, having gotten Vishwarupa as their son, were very pleased within their minds. Because of their pleasure, they specifically began to serve the lotus feet of Govinda. In the month of January, in the year 1406 of the Shaka era, AD 1485, Lord Krishna entered the bodies of both Jagannath Mishra and Shachi. Jagannath Mishra said to Shachi Mata, "I see wonderful things. Your body is effulgent, and it appears as if the goddess of fortune were now staying personally in my house. Anywhere and everywhere I go, all people offer me respect. Even without my asking, they voluntarily give me riches, clothing, and paddy." Shachimata told her husband, "I see wonderfully brilliant human beings appearing in outer space, as if offering prayers." Jagannath Mishra then replied, "In a dream, I saw the effulgent abode of the Lord enter my heart. From my heart it entered your heart. I therefore understand that a great personality will soon take birth." After that conversation, both husband and wife were very jubilant, and together they rendered service to the household Shalagrama Shila. In this way, the pregnancy approached its 13th month, but still there was no sign of the delivery of the child. Thus, Jagannath Mishra became greatly apprehensive. Nilambara Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then did an astrological calculation and said that in that very month, taking advantage of an auspicious moment, the child would take birth. Thus, in the year 1407 of the Shaka era, AD 1486, in the month of Palguna, February, March, in the evening of the full moon day, the desired auspicious moment arrived. According to the Jyotirveda, or Vedic astrology, the auspicious birth moment is described as follows. The moon was in Leo, the figure of the lion in the zodiac. Leo was in the ascendant. Several planets were strongly positioned, and the Shadvarga and Ashtavarga showed all auspicious influences. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on his body? Considering this, Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon, and immediately vibrations of Krishna, Hari, inundated the three worlds. All people thus chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra during the lunar eclipse, and their minds were struck with wonder. When the whole earth was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna in the form of Gaur Hari advented on the earth. The whole world was pleased. While the Hindus chanted the holy name of the Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Muslims, jokingly imitated the words. While all the ladies vibrated the holy name of Hari on earth, in the heavenly planets, dancing and music were going on, for the demigods were very curious. In this atmosphere, all the 10 directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings, moving and non-moving, were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. Thus, by his causeless mercy, the full moon, Gaur Hari, rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udayagiri, where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in his own house at Shantipura, was dancing in a pleasing mood. Taking Haridas Thakur with him, he danced and loudly chanted Hare Krishna. But why they were dancing, no one could understand. Seeing the lunar eclipse and laughing, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur immediately went to the bank of the Ganges and bathed in the river in great jubilation. Taking advantage of the occasion of the lunar eclipse, Advaita Acharya, by his mental strength, distributed various types of charity to the brahmanas. When he saw that the whole world was jubilant, Haridas Thakur, his mind astonished, directly and indirectly expressed himself to Advaita Acharya. Your dancing and distributing charity are very pleasing to me. I can understand that there is some special purpose in these activities. Acharya Ratna Chandrasekhar and Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy, and immediately they went to the bank of the Ganges to bathe in her waters. Their minds full of happiness, they chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and gave charity by mental strength. In this way, all the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city, in every town, danced, performed sankirtana, and gave charity by mental strength. On the plea of the lunar eclipse, their minds overwhelmed with joy. All sorts of respectable Brahman gentlemen and ladies, carrying plates filled with various gifts, came with their presentations. Seeing the newborn child, whose form resembled natural, glaring gold, all of them happily offered their blessings. Dressing themselves as the wives of the Brahmanas, all the celestial ladies, including the wives of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Nrsimhadev, King Indra, and Vasistha Rishi, along with Rumba, a dancing girl of heaven, came there with varieties of gifts. In outer space, all the demigods, including the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, and Charana Loka, offered their prayers and danced to the accompaniment of music, songs, and beating of drums. Similarly, at Navadvip City, all the professional dancers, musicians, and blessers gathered together, dancing in great jubilation. No one could understand who was coming and who was going, who was dancing and who was singing. No one, nor could they understand one another's language. Yet all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated, and people became all jubilant. Thus Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. Chandrasekhara Acharya and Srivas Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth according to religious principles. Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. Whatever riches Jagannath Mishra collected in the form of gifts and presentations, and whatever he had in his house, he distributed it among the brahmanas, professional singers, dancers, bhatas, and the poor. He honored them all by giving them riches and charity. The wife of Srivas Thakur, whose name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhar, Acharya Ratna, and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with paraphernalia such as vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconuts. One day, shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi, who was worshipable by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. She brought different kinds of golden ornaments, including armlets, necklace, anklets, and bangles for the hands. There were also tiger nails set in gold, waist decorations of silk and lace, ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silk saris, and a child's garment also made of silk. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were also presented to the child. Riding in a palanquin, covered with cloth and accompanied by maidservants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, bringing with her many auspicious articles such as fresh grass, paddy, gorochana, turmeric, kunkuma, and sandalwood. All these presentations filled a large basket. When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Shachi Devi, bringing with her many kinds of eatables, dresses, and other gifts, She was astonished to see the newborn child, for she appreciated that except for a difference in color, the child was directly Krishna of Gokula himself. Seeing the transcendental bodily effulgence of the child, each of his nicely constructed limbs, full of auspicious signs, and resembling a form of gold, Sita Thakurani was very pleased, and because of her maternal affection, she felt as if her heart was melting. She blessed the newborn child by placing fresh grass and paddy on his head and saying, "May you be blessed with a long duration of life." But being afraid of ghosts and witches, she gave the child the name Nimai. On the day the mother and son bathed and left the maternity home, Sita Thakurani gave them all kinds of ornaments and garments, and also then also honored Jagannath Mishra. Then Sita Thakurani, being honored by Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra, was greatly happy within her mind, and thus she returned home. In this way, Mother Shachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, having obtained a son who was the husband of the goddess of fortune, had all their desires fulfilled. Their house was always filled with riches and grains. As they saw the beloved body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, day after day their pleasure increased. Jagannath Mishra was an ideal Vaishnava. He was peaceful, restrained in sense gratification, pure and controlled. Therefore, he had no desire to enjoy material opulence. Whatever money came because of the influence of his transcendental son, he gave it in charity to the Brahmanas for the satisfaction of Vishnu. After calculating the birth moment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nilambara Chakravarti privately said to Jagannath Mishra that he saw all the different symptoms of a great personality in both the body and the birth moment of the child. Thus he understood that in the future this child would deliver all the three worlds. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, made his advent in the house of Shachi Devi. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful to anyone who hears this narration of his birth, and thus such a person attains the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone who attains a human body but does not take opportunity to take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity. Amrita Duni is a flowing river of the nectar of devotional service. If after getting a human body, one drinks the water in a poisoned pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived, but to have died long ago. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Acharya Advaita Chandra Swarup Rupa Raghunatha Das Ingha Shobar Sri Charan Shire Vandi Nijadan Janma Lila Gailo Krishna Dash. Taking on my head as my own property the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Chandra, Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, I, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, have thus described the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 13th chapter, describing the advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, so we'll stop here. And I mean, attend the class at 12 o'clock. Let's see why not. Okay. Yeah? Yes, Prabhu.
In the only place
that
was mentioned, turmeric and vermilion, is
that? Vermilion, sindura, the red stuff.
Is it the same as
kumkuma, like that? Yeah, same stuff. Yeah. Vermilion is just English name. Vermilion just means the color red, scarlet red.
And you mentioned some astrological scripture. Is it, I mean, orthodox scripture or Vaishnava?
The verse mentioned?
No, that you said Muhurta.
Oh, Muhurta Chintamani. No. Something written in the 17th century. It's just a book. A book on Hora, on calculating auspicious moments and auspicious moments. Yeah.
So it's not that somebody will accuse that, oh, he's a, you go to a Vaishnava and say that this eclipse, lunar eclipse is suspicious.
No, that's a standard authority. Not ancient, but yeah. he's basing his opinions on older authorities.
Normally, during eclipse, people go to
Ganga and bathe? Yeah, because it's so inauspicious, they have to, purify themselves of the contamination. But the exception is eclipse in that month, Phalguna.
And it happened on this full moon day?
It always does, because Rahu's orbit only coincides with the orbit of the sun and the moon when the sun and the moon are at the equator. That's the only point of coincidence. So it has to be when the sun or the moon is crossing the equator. On the solar solstice, or the full moon day is the day that the moon crosses the equator. It has to be on those days. Otherwise you can't have an eclipse. Rahu can only catch up to the moon or the sun right on the equator. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.